What do you do when you hit rock bottom? You reassess and reinvent. The Christine Halby Moore Show brings you doses of faith-based motivation and success principles for overcoming adversity, moving past fear, practicing self-care, staying fit, and living your best life. With exciting guest interviews, heartfelt, relevant, and practical content that people can't stop sharing. Don't miss a single episode of the Christine Halby Moore Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast today. My name is Christine Halby Moore, and today I'm going to be interviewing my friend here, who's my photographer, and we just finished doing a photo session.
Hey, David Edmondson.
And so basically, I have a story that I went through a drug addiction to prescription pills. And I'm writing my book, and I share my story about how I overcame. And so what I want to do is I want to interview other people who have gone through adversities and trials, and also specifically with addiction of some kind. And so I just want you to share a little bit about your story, what you've gone through, how you overcame, mm-hmm. and how we can provide some hope to those who are watching.
Absolutely. So again, David Edmondson, father of four, and actually through some struggles that I was actually going through, I actually watched my daughter actually start her addictive process as like a little 13-year-old girl, mm-hmm. who actually struggled with weight first, but a lot of that was actually the struggle that as parents and even her body image, and mm-hmm. it started a whole cycle of just addictive behavior, mm-hmm. which I believe, honestly, every one of us have addictive sides to our personality.
Absolutely.
She was the one who at first was acting out, and I was so naive as a parent, I didn't realize that I was part of the whole big problem.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, because addiction doesn't just affect that person who's addicted, it affects the entire family. Yeah.
In fact, sometimes the person who's acting out could be one of the healthiest ones of the family. It's just that they're actually saying, we have an issue here.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, but it kind of went from there with her to alcohol, and then from there went on to drugs, and then prescription drugs.
Right. Yeah, opioids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, such a huge epidemic these days.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that I learned from it is that I had to realize that I was also part of the problem,
right.
and that it was part of a bigger thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first thing you try to do is control it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
only to realize...
Yeah.
How futile is that?
Right.
And that the biggest change that you can do is make a change in yourself.
Exactly.
And even that, we don't have the power to even make the change in ourselves. And mm-hmm. that's where you just have to surrender to God and say, mm-hmm. I submit myself. You've already done the work. You changed me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the things that you never thought you could make a change in, all of a sudden just almost happen overnight, or not necessarily overnight, but they just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, how did that happen? I struggled with this for years and God took care of this for me. So anyway, in my story, my daughter ended up overdosing and dying from a hydrocodone overdose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but I will see her again.
You will. And how did you get through that time?
It was difficult because part of what I did was to enable her, and mm-hmm. I didn't really see that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That I.
How do you think you enabled her? There's so many of you watching who have family members or friends.
I helped soften her consequences.
Yeah.
I helped soften.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So she had 3 DWIs and was facing time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember an attorney said, she won't do well in jail. You need to get her out.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and paid her bail to get her out. And I look at that now and say, you know, sometimes jail may be the safest place for them. It's not going to take care of their problems. But you know what? When she was in prison, there were some books in there that she had never read that were amazing books to read. That somehow people who have the answers are able to get their books into jails where people who are hit bottom will start to read. But anyway, she, you know, with the addictive cycle, you know, you end up trying to anesthetize, and then you feel terrible about it, and you feel terrible as a person, and then you just have to anesthetize yourself to keep it going.
And and this is your child that we're talking about. It's so hard to let them fall and to experience that that rock bottom, because I know with my kids, I just want to save them all the time, and that's hard to do as a parent.
And even though there were many times that I would let her have her consequences, as I look back, I go, I would do it differently today. So that would be my advice, is if you don't let them have the softer consequences of hitting rock bottom, it will go worse to the point that they may end up having their life taken away from them.
Absolutely. Yeah, because when I was in my rock bottom moment, when I was in a 30-day inpatient rehab facility, my husband divorced me. He served me divorce papers while I was there, and then I found out I lost custody of my two boys. So as hard as that was a pivotal moment in my life, because he allowed me to really hit that rock bottom and suffer, and that was what really changed my life ultimately. So how do you get through how do you get through that time, and how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay now.
It's
been 5 years. My hope is again that that I'll see her again in heaven.
You will.
And so and I'm able to put her in context of what an amazing young woman that she was. This is the way I rationalize it now, is that God just said, honey, it's time to come home. I see your struggles. And
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
But it still hurts. It
still hurts.
Absolutely.
It still hurts. Absolutely. Well, you definitely have inspired me today with your faith and just how you are able to give. I mean, you're just a fresh breath air. You know what I'm trying to say. Sorry, can you edit that out? A breath of fresh air.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
What do you do when you hit rock bottom? You reassess and reinvent. The Christine Halby Moore Show brings you doses of faith-based motivation and success principles for overcoming adversity, moving past fear, practicing self-care, staying fit, and living your best life. With exciting guest interviews, heartfelt, relevant, and practical content that people can't stop sharing. Don't miss a single episode of the Christine Halby Moore Podcast.